Last night, right after Yontif was over, someone texted me whether or not you're allowed to toast English muffins and whether that will make the English muffins into Pas Yisrael. What was the question that he was asking? So, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tov Reish Gimel that there's a minog that even one who is not careful from eating Pas Akum during the rest of the year, particularly during Atzeres HaMetshuva, Tzarech Lezahir. Not that it's even stronger than a minog, it's Tzarech Lezahir. One needs to be very careful to have only Pas Yisrael during Atzeres HaMetshuva. Now, it should be noted that Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos says this is true of Shabbos and Yontif as well, that there's a minog to have only Pas Yisrael on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Indian is that during Atzeres HaMetshuva, at least, the Indian is to, the Chayadim explains, that we want to act b'derech chasidus, we want to be machmin ourselves and be careful in everything beyond the letter of the law, and in hope that just as we act b'chasidus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in turn judge us favorably and give us a chasima that's tov, a year full of life and bracha and atzlacha. So that's the Indian why Atzeres HaMetshuva were makbid on having Pas Yisrael. There's a discussion that poskim now, if a person takes upon themselves a certain inyan of a chumrah, so does that become a neder? So we go 10 days straight with having only Pas Yisrael, does one have to continue to keep going afterwards? And the poskim explained that, no, this is not true, but since it's only a minog, a person's keeping this just for this minog, it's not really a dvar halacha necessarily, and therefore it does not create an isser throughout the rest of the year. The moment Yom Kippur is over, a person is allowed to go back and eating a Pas Palta. We'll explain Pas Palta in just a moment. So this Indian Pas Yisrael, what makes something Pas Yisrael and not? Well, certainly something that's made entirely by a non-Jew from beginning to end, from the process of being kneaded and baked, that's going to be called Pas Akum, that you are never allowed to have even on a regular year. There is a heter the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Yerdeya Simen Kuf Yud Bey, something called Pas Palta. Pas Palta is when the food, the bread is baked by a non-Jew, but it's not a neighbor, it's not a Baal Bayis. It's a factory, it's a bakery. It's being sold to the public. Since sometimes it wasn't so available to buy, there wasn't a kosher bakery, so you could rely on the Pas Palta, again, the non-Jewish baker. That's Pas Palta. There's a heter to have Pas Palta during the rest of the year. But during Atzeres HaMetshuva, the chumrah is to not even have Pas Palta, rather to only have Pas Yisrael made by a Jewish bakery. Now, it should be noted, back then the ingredients were quite simple, flour and water, no issues of adding other non-kosher ingredients. Nowadays, there's concern of many things that one can add, and therefore, unless there's a hashkacha, you can't even eat Pas Palta. You can't just go to a random non-kosher bakery or buy from bread in the supermarket off the shelf, unless there's a hashkacha. So you need a hashkacha to have Pas Palta throughout the year, but just because it has a hashkacha and the ingredients are kosher and everything about it's kosher, it doesn't make it Pas Yisrael. What makes something Pas Yisrael is that it needs to be baked by a Jew. So what is baking? How do you define baking in halacha to make it Pas Yisrael? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerdeya Simen Kuf Yud Beis Sif Tes as follows. Hidlik Goy HaTanur, let's say the non-Jew lights the stove, the offer by Yisrael, but the Yid puts the bread in the oven, the dough in the oven, oh, shehidlik Yisrael, or maybe the Yid turns on the oven, v'afa goy, but the goy is one who puts it in the oven, oh, shehidlik ha-goy, v'afa ha-goy, uba Yisrael v'nir ha-esh ma'at. Or maybe the goy lights the fire, he even puts it in the bread in the dough into the oven, but Yisrael come and he adjusts the fire a little bit, he raises the fire a little bit, ha-reze mutter, that's all permitted according to the Mechaber, v'afilu lo zarek ela eitz echa, let's say just throws in one little chip of wood to give the added fuel to the fire, hitir kol pas, the entire bread that's baked is permitted. She'ein hadavar el yos heker shepas shelahen asur. The whole purpose of Pas Yisrael and Pas Palter is to recognize that there's something different. So as long as a Jew has some involvement in the bread baking process, then it's permitted. And there are ma'ads, v'im nafach ba'esh havi kichito, and if a person, they blow the fire to make the flame slightly bigger, that's considered enough involvement in the bread. And that would be considered Pas Yisrael. Now, it should be noted that the halachas of Pas Yisrael are very different than Bish'akim. There are a lot more chumras when it comes to Bish'akim than Pas Yisrael. Just one example, that even though both the Mechaber and the Ramah, both the Svardim and Ashkenazim and Paskim, that any involvement in just lighting the fire alone is sufficient to make something pas Yisrael. With regards to Bishul Akam Bishul Yisrael, although the Ramah Paskins lighting the fire is sufficient to make it Bishul Yisrael, the Svard and the Mechaber Paskins that lighting a fire is not sufficient. The Svardi, the Jew, would have to actually put the food in the oven. Lighting the fire isn't sufficient. There's a true Rav Avadi Yosef Halikur line. Restaurants, they don't do this. Another time about Bishul Akam, but just to be known, don't confuse the two worlds of Pas Yisrael and Bishul Yisrael. They're two very different halachas. So now in the world of Pas Yisrael, so again, the Jew has to have some level of involvement in the baking process to consider it Pas Yisrael. So now, what about our case? Let's say you have the English muffins, which has hashkacha. I assume, I think it's an OU, so it's certainly kosher to eat, but the problem is it's already, from beginning to end, it's not called Pas Yisrael. It's already been baked. It's ready to be eaten. Is one allowed to, by toasting it, is that allowed to be considered? That can you change something from pas palter into pas yisrael and allowing it to be eaten during aseres yemei tshuva? So Shurmach mentions in Tshuvas Hanagos Chelik Aleph Simin Tuf Mem Dalet that he thinks that being mishabeach, and he gives the example of toasting. If bread had been baked completely, but toasting it would make it better, so then that would turn into pas yisrael. That Rebelski writes as well. That again, if you mishabeach it, by toasting it, it's going to make it pas yisrael. If toasting it doesn't make it any better, if it makes it worse or just remains just as good, so then it would not be sufficient. But if toasting, and I haven't had English muffins in quite some time, but I recall toasting English muffins makes it better, toastier, crunchier. So in fact, toasting English muffins does make it better to the taste, so then Rav Belsky and Rav Shurmach both say that would make it pas yisrael and would be permitted to be eaten during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva.